thank you for your grace. Today, we're all going to venture in to his face. We're going to go in to the realm already completed. We're going to go into our perfection. We're going to walk into the life that has already been given. We're going to walk in to the promises of our generation. We are the generation to obtain the resurrection. This is the faith of our forefathers, Abraham, Sarah, obtained the victory over death, gave birth out of a dead womb. We are the generation to overcome the law of sin and death, to override, to walk in to resurrection life. This is the final quest of the church age, to bear the witness of the resurrected King, to obtain his glory bodily, for the glory to be seen upon our tabernacle, this bodily flesh made manifested, not by might, not by power, can these things be. Today we ascend into the hill of the Lord with thee. Today we come up the steps of Zion. Today we step through the living door into the house of the Lion. Today we stand in the new and living way. This pathway is alive. You show unto us the path of life. It's a living way that overcomes the world systems of our day. We stand in this new living way, consecrated by your flesh, by the blood. We walk into the sanctification. Today we pass through, entering into the wholeness of sanctification that we have in you. Today we enter in to that place that frees us from all sin. Today we walk into the great sanctification. You sanctify us wholly, spirit, soul, and body. The blood of the everlasting covenant is how we overcome. We stand in the standing it's purchased for each and every one. We stand in its immeasurable grace and mercy. We stand in its unending mercy. Mercy that endures 1,000 generations. Mercy that satisfied the fathers. Mark of salvation. The mercy that purchased our eternity. eternal Spirit, the Father's holiness has been satisfied. All judgments against us were laid aside. Every handwriting and ordinance was laid upon the cross. Every condemning sentence was buried. Our old man in that day was crucified with you. No longer could he remain. Buried in baptism, planted together with you. Everything that came out of Adam was separated unto you. Every old part, every decayed place, every system of the world was buried in that place. The grave opened in that day to receive the offering of our old man. We were buried in Christ, planted together therein. The winnowing fork did separate all things in that day. The old wineskin was peeled away. The old wineskin gave way, as did the chaff. The golden wheat was separated unto Christ indeed. That fallen law of sin and death, we warred with it all of our life. The axe came down upon it. It separated it from our life. It withered away, as did its fruits. Its trees and limbs withered, separated. There came a great day of separation, I see, where the two-edged sword separated all these things from me. As far as the east was from the west, a great separation, darkness from that which was light. Every part old was separated to the grave. Every part new was ready to ascend into the new place. We did turn our face in that day to the throne of grace. We ascended on high. With the glory we drew nigh, we all knew the exceeding greatness of your power to usward who believe. According to the working of that mighty power, Christ in you and in me, we all did rise with him that day in the joy, the celebration of that creative life of that day. We rose far above the world and its system. We entered into the glorious kingdom. We did stand before the living waters as they washed over us in that day. The cleansing streams of life washed our body, our mind. Even our emotions were washed in the clean water. Holy, sanctified, our heart was filled like those water pots in the beginning. With the living water we were filled to the very brim. The living waters filled the eye of our heart. They did give us light. Angels came out from the realm of the glory with marvelous light. That water, clean, pure white, like milk. They poured the waters of sanctification upon us. directly from the throne, these waters were given to us, sanctified us, the mind, the will, emotions, our body, our heart, our soul, our spirit. We were all sanctified whole. We had dismantled all things that were old. We had surrendered them into that Jordan River. We stood before the King of Glory in that day. We stood at the throne of His exceeding great grace. We all did ascend in to Him. We ascended into the union, the perfection. Not a single man outside of Christ Himself could obtain perfection. He gave us His own standing, a resurrected perfection. He invited us in to Himself in that day. We no longer had to strive in our own righteousness of our day. We made the great exchange. Our faith entered in. We passed from death to life. We found our union in Him. His robes, eternal life, came out white, full of light and glory. Plush, white robe of life we did wear, the righteousness of God. He gave us clean hands and pure heart, not according to our works. He gave us His hands and His heart. We entered into the union. We stood in His place. He opened a place in Himself for all of us to dwell. We were able to obtain the perfection. We stood that day on the white marble floors. We all came in justified forevermore. We all began to see just how far all the iniquities had been separated from us. We looked into our books. They were white as snow. How could these things be? I knew the life of the old man and the earth. He had washed it all away. He took our place. He wrote a new day in our books. It was filled with Christ in you. In Christ you are complete, holy and without blame. Our books read a new day and a new place. To whom He did foreknow, He did predestinate. To whom He predestinated, He called us to the cross. He called us into the cross. There He justified us all. Then He stood in front of us and called us to the glorification of all. To whom He justified, He did glorify. He finished the work of salvation as He stood in His own glorification. He entered into it while in the earth. He passed into life in the Mount of Transfiguration. His body did shine as the light of the sun. His countenance was full of the glory of the sun. Even his clothing was changed white. He entered into the Father's glorious light. He represented us all in that day. He completed the salvation by his own faith. His own faith reached far beyond his time. He was the Word unlimited. He knew the face of God. He passed over. He overcame the death that he could be the glorious seed of Christ in us. The hope of glory programmed already to life. It recreated our spirit as we passed from death to life. There was another day programmed within. Christ already walked into it, manifested it. We stood and walked over. He called us to the perfection he gave us, Christ in you. We all stood in that forever perfected place. Our faith overcame our own dispensation of that day. We walked over into the new, just as Abraham and David did in their day. We walked in to the light of the new day. We heard the words, "Arise, shine, thy light has come. The glory of the Lord has risen upon you. The glory of the Lord has been seen upon your tabernacle." Our body did shine as the light of the sun in its strength. We walked into a glory that some felt was never going to be seen. We witnessed it. We were clothed in it. That finished place. We were complete in him before we ever began our race. Our faith reached. It walked out into the place called done. We receive the light of our resurrection. He settled it in that day when Martha said to him, "I know Lazarus will rise again in the last day. I am that resurrection." Christ in us, the hope of glory, released his manifested story. It opened within like a fountain, he said it would be. Resurrection life began to spring up in you and in me. Joy, pleasure, pureness, peace, life manifested within. This was our inheritance that we would live in. Just as Enoch was and he was not, we stood in the realm of the glory, the manifested life releasing in us. Began to override the fallen nature of the body, began to resurrect it in to pure life. The glorious fountain began to spring up into the soul. It renewed our mind. Our emotions began to be whole. We came into the image of God in that day. We began to express His glory upon our face. His beauty, His glory, His light broke out. All that we endeavored and tried to do, we overcame the doubt. It wasn't by the works of our hand. It was by that finished seed that lived within. We saw it. We saw its end. We were the sower generation that overtook the reaper. We stood beyond the reaping with our seed. We spoke to that seed and said, "Life, spring up in thee. Come up, spring up, O well springs of life. I see the end. A body of eternal resurrection life." We stood so far in the promises of that day. We began to hear the trumpets of Jubilee sound of that day. The sound of freedom from the law of sin and death. The sound of the trump we did hear by faith. We ran to the trump, though it was beyond our time. We ran into the day and received resurrection life. We stood in that day beyond our time, where the body's corruption was being overridden by life. The incorruption of the spirit of life began to spring up over and over again. First it was but a well. We were that bride of Isaac. We learned how to draw the water. We came to the well over and over again. Spring up with living water. Spring up, O fountain, we do believe. We see you're in Christ manifested in me. I see a salvation to overcome the corruption of flesh. I see the end called glorification. To whom you did justify, you already in Christ did glorify. We all entered into your transfiguration in that day. Just as Peter, James, and John entered into the glory, we entered into that day. We were invited to partake of the glory anew. We did run in the unfathomable realms of God. We were beginning to be translated into realms far and abroad. We walked out beyond time in those days. We began to live in the glories of the new day. We were generation resurrection. We did ascend the hill of the Lord. We found the clean hands and the pure heart from the Lord. It wasn't our righteousness that we could obtain. We found it in Christ. We settled it again. And again and again, we were settled that we were in Christ, the clean hands. We did come up, ushered into the great presence of the Most High God anew. As you ascended into the Ancient of Days, we ascended with you in the light of that day. We were all raised together with you into the Ancient of Days. We stood anew. We were there with you. As you did receive on our behalf a kingdom and a glory and a dominion. The King of Glory, in that day, the Father appointed him heir and gave him a new name. Far above all the world system. Far above. Every system. We stood in that day. We watched, we knew. We were given revelation of our time. We saw the throne of David. It was reassigned. He took the throne, his plantings, the crown, the mountain too. All of the inheritance he took up into heaven anew. The Father did encompass that throne and crown. The mountain was there. Christ was crowned. Perfected under the seven spirits of God. There was no greater perfection than that which was given. His wisdom was perfected seven times over. The seven eyes to see all things. Over, under, everywhere. The seven horns of perfection. I'm lost in its glory now. The throne of David was perfected as you sat down. Ask of me, my new heir, the nations of thine inheritance. The uttermost parts of the earth all reassigned. You are my new heir in this time. A new breed will come out from thee. I will manifest a people filled with a life from thee. That life will manifest generation after generation. In the finality, it will come to fullness for all to see. To thee I give the key to the house, to open its treasures, to establish it, to rule and reign where Adam failed. He did not live out the day. He fell short of the day. You will finish my anointed one. I hear the Father speaking to the Son. 1,000 years you will rule and reign. Darkness will put down. It will be put down. The kingdoms of this world are yours in that day. You will bring out this house in that hour and in that day. A house of royalty that will last 1,000 years. The lion will lay down with the lamb in the earth. Whew. This is that hour, Father. I am so lost right now. I'm found, though, in this time. We obtained the clean hands. This is the generation that passes before your face. The God of Jacob, the transformation of this age. We all will be transformed into royalty. Not one of us can do this. It is the transformation. To where? To function. to operate. We are as Solomon. We did not know how to come in or go out. Such a great kingdom. It was what you gave us in that Penuel transformation. We received in that day the blessing of our generation. The crowning glory came out for an entire generation. Its wisdom was beyond the wisdom of man. Its authority and dominion had been perfected again. And the transformational righteousness, it did rest upon us. The glory was truly seen. Its light began to transform us in ways we could not have ever seen. We lifted up our head, our heavenly gates. We lifted up our head, our everlasting door. It came that day, the King of Glory stepped through our door. Out from his throne, he brought out the crown, ready to manifest it under the sound, the house, the mountain of inheritance too. The crown, the throne, the glory. He stepped into our everlasting door. He began to reign through us. To prepare us for the forevermore. His wisdom was upon us, his authority too. Our spirit gave way to Christ in you. He took over. He walked in us. He ruled in us. He spoke through us like a lion. He roared through us. He walked. His manifested love was emanating through us. His life had overridden death in us. He walked with authority. He spoke through us with great authority. It wasn't like when he spoke through us, it manifested. He began to rule and reign as his seven spirits of God rest upon us. Our eyes rejoiced to see him that day. The power of his resurrection. Come into the earth. The plumb line had formed around us all. It began to swirl. There was nothing stagnant about this kingdom anymore. It was a wall of living fire that surrounded us. It was continuous glory within. He appeared. Openly was fire in his eyes. Chariots he brought out as a whirlwind that began to swirl around. There was no power like this ever to be found. Suddenly the Lord, a whirlwind of glory began to swirl around us. He brought out his chariots of fire and the horsemen too. He brought out the army of the Lord that stood before the throne anew. They came out of Zion. Whew! So majestic. The horses. They drove whole armies away in days of old. Just the sound of that army. Dismantled army. There was no army that could stand before the Lord had brought out his throne, ready to receive his great inheritance. The plumb lines begin to form all over the earth. All who knew who they were, the angels were ascending and descending. We were giving birth. The kingdom of heaven was at hand everywhere. Life began to manifest in houses and cities and nations too. Death was driven back. As heaven poured out the riches and glory every day, we stood in the continuous book, the Father's creative story, the joy upon us, the strength too. The might of heaven rested upon us all so new. It wasn't like before, where we had no strength, where we had little strength. The Word was manifesting now, and had come to stand with us in the earth. It was the final run of that day. The great white horse would run. Out of him came the final crowning stone. This is the day the Lord has made, and we rejoiced in it in that day. Out of him came the final nail. The whole weight of the Father's house did rest upon him in that day. There was a run that had to be completed. The whole weight of the Father's glory was upon him. As he was operating within us, the whole weight of the Father's house rested. All the way to the day the nail was pulled out and we were taken from the earth. Out of him did come the battle bow. We lived in continuous conquest. The law of sin and death had been broken. There was manifestation, healing and wholeness that man had not seen. Death had bowed down to the creative realm of the Father. It was seen. Limbs begin to grow. Mankind began to be made whole. Joy and pleasure forevermore. Persecution did not even bother us. We didn't even live in that door. We lived in the realm of the Father's face. Salvation and wholeness. People began to run to the glory. There was no other place like it. They ran away from the darkness. They turned again to the Most High God. As his house began to be established here and abroad, We stood in the life all of those days until we were all taken home, forever perfected in Christ that day. I stand in this glorious day in your face, having been able to walk out once again into this glorious place. I turn to that time, that place called time. I command all mountains to bow down in this day. Follow us into the resurrection of our day. Every circumstance now follow us. With goodness and mercy, follow us this day. Where there are only a few of us standing in this place, thousands are coming, they're coming. The mountain of the Lord, the highway of Zion is showing them the way. So many more are coming, oh pioneer. Pioneers this day, think not that you're the only ones that are coming to the place. You pioneered a pathway of glory and light. They will run to the glory. They will run to the light. A whole generation will walk in the light of the glorious new day and the power of His might, goodness and mercy following you every day. Signs, miracles, and wonders manifesting where you already walked in that day. Where you already walked, now follow us as we stand in the Father's creative light. Wherever the place of our feet did tread, wherever our spirit walked in this day, let there be the manifestation in the earth. The enemy cannot follow us here. It's beyond his jurisdiction. He must bow down in that gate called time. He must relent now as the earth follow us under the plumb line to bring alignment to the whole world. This King of glory is already with us. He was walking us out there. The olive trees gave up their glory. Their oil began to flow to create this end time story. The wealth of nations was coming too. The firing of the Shebnas had already been prophesied anew. He that had the key to the treasuries began to open his doors, his gates. He began to bring a new economy, heaven's economy. Coming out from the riches and glory, it was time now for this crown and its throne and its riches and its glory and its government to move from the realm that was spirit into the realm of the earth, to manifest the invisible realm, to give birth. The great creator came out again, the one who created the entire world in the beginning. He came out from his throne to create a new day under the Penuel light of 7 days. He came out to create with his Father. His first mission was to create us into the image. He looked upon us not the way we did see. He had another image in mind. One that could be consolidated in one word called life. He brought his life out of heaven. He swirled around us. He removed all the fallen parts. Death. death was swallowed up in victory. Our mind had been loosed in that day, so many operating in a photographic memory. Brilliance returned. He brought out witty invention. He brought out his government to the ones who could not even come in or go out. He taught us how to rule with a crown. Darkness in those who serve that Babylonian system. They were all in the confusion. He confounded their Tower of Babylon again. They all stumbled in the darkness that they all walked in. They couldn't even hold sentences. They could no longer come together. Their whole system was broken down. As we walked in the light of the glory of heaven, the life was manifested for all to see. We became trees of life. The nations came to eat. They ate from our tree as they grew up. They lived continuously in living waters. They ate from the trees and the fruit that came out until they could stand and be freed of doubt. Trees of life forged in form, the contagiousness of the life, the hunger for life. As the world system, the death culture took over, everyone was running to life. I stand in the life of this glorious day. I call the earth to follow us into this day. It was already spoken. It was already seen. It was already witnessed in your word. It was already witnessed firsthand by John. The great seven spirits of God were poured out into all the earth. We found it. We became kings. A crown was given in that day. We were crowned with a new house and the royalty of that way. These things already happened in the face of God. We stand beyond our day to call it finished. Canst thou not believe you're already perfected in me? Canst thou not believe I already entered into your perfection? I already won every battle that you're striving with now. You need not fight those battles. You don't know how. Enter into my victory. All things are possible to him who believes. Struggle not with your hour of time. Enter into my perfection and I'll bring things to align. I've already won. I took the keys of death and hell. I sit in your finished place. Canst thou not believe you were already raised with me? Canst thou not believe you were already made to sit down as kings? You're not sitting in my throne as an old man, you sit in a new place with me. You are royalty. You were raised with me. It delighted me, it behooved me to bring many sons and daughters into glory. You're already brought there. You're the generation to understand these things, to obtain the life that was with man in the beginning. I hold your image now. Run your race. You have been told how. Let not go of these things, or suddenly will come in. Suddenly you'll be walking and it all begins. Suddenly you'll just be sitting in there. It all begins. The last day book will unfold before your very eyes. The great seven spirits of God, he will in your jurisdiction arrive.